Hello, we are back. Yay. After like quite the hiatus.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You know, it's funny. I think this was longer than our holiday break.
It could have been. It was a long time.
Yeah, we got busy. You were out of town, and I was just
for
busy.
Like 5 days.
How was the fun out of town convention?
It was fine. It was a lot of work. I came back. I slept. I got home Sunday night. I slept for 13 hours.
yeah. See, okay. I was like that for. I lost a week of my life, basically, or 2 weeks of my life. I was traveling to. I would work, and then I would leave right from work and go to volleyball. I did that 2 days in a row, and ended up in those 2 days getting a total of 6 hours sleep over the 48 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then ended up doing the funeral. So it was 2 days of volleyball, and then there was 1 day off. And then the next day I had a funeral, and the funeral was in Bakersfield. So got off the air. Or got off the air. I still think I'm in radio. I got off the air and I drove straight to fucking Bakersfield and barely made it for the funeral. Did the funeral, and it was like a double funeral. It was the funeral and then the burial, and ended up being a whole day. And then driving home. By the time I got home, I slept for like 2 hours that night and went back to work. And that 3 days of no sleep fucking destroyed me.
I'm sure.
It took a week to get. And then what happened when I finally had the day, I was like, all right, cool, now I'm good. Then I couldn't sleep. My schedule was all fucked up. Because now I just sleep during the day. So I come home, I go to bed, I sleep for 6 to 8 hours, depending on whatever. I wake up, I'm fine, I eat dinner, hang out, go to work. So it's the gist of it. But not, throwing my sleep schedule off for those, it took a week to get it back. And I couldn't sleep once I was able to. It was weird, so... That was 1 week, and then I just...
Are you permanently overnights now?
Oh, yeah. I've been permanently overnights. I'm about to be permanently gone, so...
Oh, did you get another job, or you think they're going to let you go?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I could screw a goat on camera in the front room and not get fired. It's one of those deals.
Okay.
Because there's people there that can do that. The only thing that gets you fired at my place is when... And I've seen people get people fired... They say, I don't feel safe around. Like, if you have a violent outburst or you fucking go off on someone, they'll fire you.
Right.
Or anything sexual. So if you sexually are creepy or you are physically.
Something that can get them sued.
Yes. They will bounce you. But other than that, they're not bouncing fucking anybody. So, you know, then I'm still pissed about what they did to me in November. And that was the worst time for me because. It's hard to find a job during the holidays, so they fucked me right before Thanksgiving, and then I really didn't get back on the job hunt, so to speak, until just recently in the last couple weeks. So I got hired by another place, which I wasn't...
In the same area, or do you have to... I mean, is it going to be a better or worse commute? Or
2 miles from my house.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I wasn't such a fat bastard, I would walk, but it's... Basically, all the way down one hill, then all the way up another hill. So there's no fucking way I'm walking. It's 1 mile downhill, 1 mile uphill.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but now here's what's weird. And I know everyone there, and I've worked with everyone there, and I know the owners and all that. So it would be, being in this industry, the most plugged in I've ever been coming in.
Okay.
See what I mean? So I know absolutely everyone there. In fact, I went in, and when they were interviewing me, I know all of their clients, too. That's when you know you've been around this game too long, when you walk in, you're like, hey, Joe, what's up, man? Hey, Steve, you relapsed, huh? What's going on? It's kind of weird. So I know all their clients. I know all their staff. I know their owners. And it seems really cool, and it's super close to my house, and it's not as gnarly as what I do now. And I don't have to pay any of those licensing fees or any of that shit. We'll all go out the window.
So when do you start?
Well, here's the deal. So then I talk to the guy, and the guy's been – the only person I don't know is the guy that will be my boss. That's the only person I don't know. He's the guy that's running it. I don't know him history-wise. But so I meet with him. He's really cool. We talk. But I noticed even in meeting with him, it took like a week to get on the phone with him. Like, we were playing phone tag, and then he'd say, oh, I'll call you tomorrow at 6, and then I wouldn't hear from him, and then the next day he would call and be like, leave a message. Oh, sorry, I was busy. So I'm feeling he's very busy, and they're growing. They're adding another place, another facility to their...
Okay, so he's been busy.
Yeah, so he's been super busy. So we finally work out the deal. Everything's cool. I'm like, all right, I can do that, but I'm not about to quit my other job because, you know, that shit goes.
Right.
So we fucking go, and last Thursday, he said, hey, can you come in on your day off and train and start getting ready? And I was like, absolutely, let's do it. Never heard from him. So I sent him an email or a text on Friday and just said, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm open. If you need me today or tomorrow or even the next day, I've got part of the time or someday after work, let me know. Haven't heard from him. It's been a week. Now, I would be nervous, but I knew he originally told me it's going to be a few weeks till they have the new place up and running. So I wasn't, you know, worrying about it. Everything seems good. But then in the last 2 days, another job came around, which is what I've been trying to do for a while. So we'll see. It'll be the worst job I ever have, but the best benefits I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
It'll be one of those. It'll be a fair trade of kiboshing myself for benefits and such, but we'll see. That one is, and then that one, I talked to them again tonight and they're like, yeah, it's a fit because it's a big, giant organization and they post a job, they reach out to you and then they say it's 2 weeks before they can do any interviews. So they have to gather resumes and stuff for 2 weeks. So I don't know how long. I think it's only been a week. So I got another week before I can even interview. So I'm kind of glad the other place is stalling. So if because I will leave the other place to go to the new one if that comes about. So we will see. And the new one is completely out of rehab.
And how far away is that one?
It's closer than I drive now. Probably about 10, 15 miles, you know, so probably 5 or 6 miles closer than what I'm driving now. But I realized if I do the one right here in Palisades, it's 2 miles away from my house. In 1 month, I will drive what my commute is in 1 day now.
Right. Like, so, right.
That's just awesome. Oh, man. So that was
Assuming being that close to your house that it doesn't get affected by fires and mudslides as much.
It's in the hills of Palisades, so it could, but it hasn't burned in that area. You know, Palisades hasn't burned since I've lived here. Up in the highlands, it burned before.
Right.
You know, and if the highlands burned, it could burn all the way to here. I've learned after that Malibu fire, so.
Right.
I don't know, but that's where we are.
It's close.
Yeah. Good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
Why is Luke Perry on TV? I'm on Channel 5 and Luke Perry is on a show.
Oh, I have no idea. I was watching the Goldbergs. I don't know. I didn't know Luke Perry. Let's see what's on Channel 5. It is Riverdale. He must be on that show. That show is bizarrely popular. I see a lot of stuff about that, but I've never actually watched it.
My daughter is a semi-fan. Like, she'll watch it, but she doesn't watch it religiously.
I see, like, because my kids like to go to Hot Topic, they have lots of merchandise crap, and I hear people talk about it, but I don't watch.
Yeah. It's bananas. And then what else has been happening with you? You've been – so you traveled for – and how is the comparison of the convention with the musical instrument place compared to record company?
It's a really different kind of convention. You know, when I would go to the record company conventions, it was just drinking and watching bands.
Hanging out with people and partying.
This was a lot more work. You know, like I was there for all day, every day of it, meeting with people and getting, you know, like wandering around. It was exhausting.
Oh, God.
And it's long. That convention, so it started – we had to get there Tuesday because we had to set up our booth and everything. And then it starts on Thursday and goes all the way through Sunday.
Did you have to work like a booth?
We had a big booth.
Nice.
And they said it's the biggest convention that Anaheim has. It's that entire convention center.
Yeah, which is
both
big.
Hotels can attach to it, and this new wing that they've built under the convention center. It's massive.
Yeah, I've been in the volleyball's taken up that entire convention center before. I've been in that new wing too. It's,
but you know, there's three levels to that.
That's fucking crazy.
Convention. And all levels, like all the big guitar companies were on the top, and then they use four floors of the Hilton for stuff, and the
Holy
bottom
crap.
Floor of the Marriott.
So is it, what is the convention? Is it guitars or is it?
No, every piece of musical equipment and gear that you can think of,
wow,
including, you know, microphones and broadcast equipment for them. And, you know, it's drums, ukuleles, wood to make custom guitar. I mean, like anything that relates to musical instruments.
Musical, and it could even be like a guitar stand, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Guitar straps. There was a guitar strap.
Oh, shit. There.
And it's a, you know, it's a full on trade show. It's not like people selling crap. It's everybody. There was a whole wing of just people from China, companies from China.
Wow.
There was, I mean, and then the big guitar companies, the ones with a shitload of money, have like big ass performance stages. Ed Sheeran was there, John Mayer, Ariana Grande, because Mayer has like a signature line of guitars, and Ed Sheeran had some, you know, like it's a crazy huge thing. People from around the world. I met people from like all our distributors from around the world came in. There were dudes from Russia, Czechoslovakia, Australia, like you name it.
That's a big fucking convention.
It was crazy how huge it was. I, you know, coming, like when I would go to the radio conventions, they were nothing in comparison to this as far as size.
Radio is very small. When you think about it, radio's not very big nationally.
Well, okay, especially the formats I was dealing with. So the AAA format only has, I believe, 27 reporting stations.
Yeah.
So a few ancillary stations around that would come, but that means that there were only 27 stations that really mattered in that format.
That you needed to talk to and worry about.
Right. And yet, you know, like Alternative has like 50 or 60, and then Top 40 has like 120 or something. So,
oh, God.
As the formats and porns go up, there's more. But
yeah, but you guys have literally, and there's musical, everything's different musically worldwide in every country. It's got its own musical culture to some degree, and they, you know.
No, we're an international company, but we, as in my office, like the local, we only deal with North America, and then we have distributors for the rest of the world.
Man.
So we met, you know, like my bosses met with all those people. I don't have to do anything. I did meet the guys who handle the UK because I work with them a little bit with, you know, artist stuff in between the two of us. But
you said I have experience dealing with difficult British people. Have you met my friend Alina?
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, we make guitar pedals. So I met the guitarist from like every band, even people like I met Beyonce's guitarist, Taylor Swift's guitar, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't deal with the singers. I deal with the guitarists. And I met like every guitarist from every band you've ever heard of, including old ones. Like some dudes like I play with Missing Persons now. And,
but is
you
there
know,
like a big fuck? Is there like Slash walking around? I mean, do musicians go there?
I saw Stevie Wonder.
He does not play the guitar.
No, he walked. He came
but it was everything.
Guitar booth.
Oh.
But you can play the guitar blind.
I know, but he does not. He does not.
But you're right. There are blind guitar players. But he was down on the floor. There are rocker dudes who walk around. And if you knew a lot about rock, what was funny. So we went out to, we had a company wide dinner one night, although we ended up hanging out every night anyway.
Yeah.
But we had like one official dinner and we all went to, I think it was Carl Strauss, that place. They gave us a little room.
Yeah.
And all the guys were freaking out. Outside the doors were some dudes from old rock bands that I don't know. Like, you know, like the guy from Deep Purple and the guy from Journey.
Oh, fucking old school.
Right. And they're freaking, and I don't know who the fuck they're talking about because I don't know any of that old rock shit.
Yeah.
So I go out to the bathroom, and as I'm coming back, those old dudes are sitting with this young YouTube guy that I know really well that I deal with all the time. So I talked to him and I came back in and I said, you guys like all those old dudes? I go, I know the one young dude sitting with them. And it's funny, then that after...
I know the YouTuber.
Right. And that guy came in, the YouTuber came in. That kid I deal with all the time because he gets, I guarantee you, he gets more views and more traction than any of those old rock dudes do on YouTube now, you know?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you might see their video or a clip of a concert on there from them, but that's about it from the old guys.
Yeah, from old shit. No, this guy, this kid that was there, his name's Jason Richardson. I really like. And so the next day he came in the booth to see, and I was talking to him. So excited. He's probably 26 would be my guess. And he got a deal with this guitar company for a signature guitar. And while he was at the show, it sold out. And it was so cool to see this kid so excited that his signature guitar sold out, you know, like
that is pretty cool.
So
that now, was awesome. Here is an interesting question on the product. Are the old dudes like the Fog Hats and the Deep Purples and that kind of stuff? It seems like they've been playing for 50 something years, 60 years. They're not changing equipment. Do you guys have problems penetrating into old bands? Do you have to work more on up and comers, or are some of the guys, they follow technology and stuff and they're like, oh yeah, we'll try this.
I think a lot of the dudes follow technology, but also a lot of the old bands don't have a lot of their original members anyway. So they get a young dude to fill in on guitars and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't feel like there's a gap there, but a lot of those guys stay up to date on equipment just because they love it.
Yeah. That's
true.
It's
their hobby, you know?
Like, well, it's also your job, like, you know what I mean? To be the right. best and to be up to date. And with new equipment, your evolution of your sound changes.
Totally. And those guys just love guitars and gear. And so because, you know, when there's a convention, everybody's in town, we've had a lot of people by the office. And we had a guy in from, I think he lives in Ohio. But he calls himself the saxophone warrior, but he plays saxophone through our pedals.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
cool.
So, yeah, he came in today, and it's kind of fun to watch somebody who's not a guitarist use the pedals. You know, like I was hanging out with him for a while, and we have I had a guy who plays harmonica come in. We have people who play, obviously, keyboards, violin, like a whole bunch of different instruments use our pedals. So it's kind of cool when we get people
we
who do different.
We use pedals, guitar pedals. I remember this a long time ago in the 90s when I was with the Baker Boys. At one point, we were doing a bit and we were trying to get a sound, and the engineer hooked up something to where the mic ran through something that then ran through guitar pedals, which then ran into something else. And we were running the mic through guitar pedals, and that's the way we ended up getting the sound of this. It was some bit we wanted to do or altered
no,
voice.
We used to do that at Star. We had an equipment budget, and if we didn't spend it, we lost it. So every year, Jim and I would go shopping, and we'd buy guitar pedals. We bought a talk box, you know, that guitar thing where you talk through the tube.
Oh, the Wawa box. Yeah, like Roger Troutman and Peter Frampton are the most famous
Peter Frampton used.
Yeah.
I mean, we had all that stuff. If you ever came in the Star production studio, we had a bunch of weird equipment, including guitar pedals.
That weird thing you talk into, the Wawa box – then Roger Troutman and then had it, he would talk into it and then play his voice on the keyboard, which was around his neck. It was so fucking cool.
And Frampton did it with the guitar.
Yeah.
No, that thing was a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah. Those are, it's just, and I imagine going to a convention like that, if you're a musician, it's like fucking kid in a candy store. The greatest
it's
thing ever.
Also fucking insanely loud. You've never, like the noise level is crazy.
Oh, because you just jump on and jam, right? I want to try this shit out. Bow, 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 bow.
No, and they supposedly police the sound levels, but it was crazy loud. I mean, the whole thing. It was quite the adventure, but I survived, so.
That's cool. And then you had your birthday while you were there? Were you still at the convention?
Yeah, I worked the whole thing. I mean, I was at a company dinner for my birthday that night, but it wasn't a birthday dinner. It was, you know.
Yeah, it was a work dinner.
They got me ice cream. It was nice.
They got you ice cream with a candle in it and sang?
Yeah, but I didn't. I haven't, like, I saw the kids for the first time last night at Lucy's basketball game. But I didn't, you know, like, I barely even talked to them the whole time I was gone because they would be calling and I'd be doing work shit, so.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sucks.
And Lucy was excited. She got bumped up to varsity for the playoffs, so she gets to play.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, they'll do that. They'll expand the roster out a little at playoff time, and you get it's just so good to get that experience. Makes you
for sure. So she's excited about that. But I think it starts like in a week or so. Her game last night was just a regular game.
We have not had volleyball now. My daughter it's been a week and a half. She literally played the Monday, the Martin Luther King Day, in a tournament. Tournament ended. We came home, and she was went to bed, and
yeah, she got really sick. Just right,
flu. It ended up being the flu.
Because
we brought her in and swabbed her, and it was the flu. And the worst part is, initially we thought it was just a cold, and she had, you know, burn herself out so hard physically those 2 days, figured she just wore herself down and got sick, so we'll wait. Then by the time we brought her to the doctor, they're like, oh, no, it's the flu, and now you've waited too long, so Tamiflu won't help. Just write it out. Had the flu. Then finally the flu's gone, and she's still sick, and now she's got a lung thing going on, so she's still sick. It's 2 weeks now. Like, we're coming up on 2 weeks. Yeah, that's been bad. And so I have not had any volleyball in the last 2 weeks because of that.
My coworker is from Oregon, and he told me today, he's like, hey, we were going to take a trip up to see my parents, but he goes, we canceled it because they're having a measles outbreak, and he has two babies that aren't old enough to get vaccinated yet.
You know why they're having a measles outbreak there?
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy.
Two words, dirty hippies. That's why.
No, anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, that's who dirty hippies are, anti-vaxxers. That's like literally...
No.
People move there.
It's not hippies. It's those fucking nuts, those, you know, anti-climate people who don't get vaxxed.
But I consider them dirty hippies. Even though they're not dirty, they're clean and they have money and shit. I consider those people hippies. The freaks that move up there, the real super granola, anti-vaxxers, save the planet dudes. Like, that's why. And it's that area. There's a huge concentration of that kind of people.
I don't think you've been to Oregon for a while.
It's all fucking dirty granola huggers and homeless people
and crazy shit. When you go to Portland, when I was in Portland, that city and Seattle and Portland are all tech money now. They've priced everybody out of all the neighborhoods. Everybody's pissed. It's
dude, they have homeless camps there that people are.
They have homeless people, but that's not who's spreading the measles.
No, but the homeless. It's the people with the money that are spreading the measles.
Yep.
The fucking hippie, dirtbaggy bastards with the cash is who I'm talking about. The hippie, dirtbaggy, dirty in the street hippies are just living life up there because they can't afford anything, and they're living in the they're living in the woods. Yeah, shooting up, fucking doing crazy shit. It's a weird place.
That was when last time I was in Portland. I was in a park and I saw dirty used needles on the benches when I was there. I was like.
Dude, we get a lot of, not so much where I am now, but in my old place, we used to get a lot of younger people from Portland that were had just been up there living on the streets doing fucking heroin. Finally, the family tracked them down and got them down, and we put them in rehab.
You know what I don't understand about that? It's cold and wet and shitty weather there. If you're going to be on the streets doing heroin, there seems like there's better places to live.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Right, for sure. Venice, Santa Monica, San Diego.
Yeah.
I can think of a bunch of places that aren't. It was fucking cold when I was there last time.
It does get cold.
Well, it was like November when I was there, and it was cold.
Speaking of cold, I saw that it was colder in Chicago than the North Pole the last couple days. That's fucked up.
Between here and the coldest spot today, there was 136 degree difference.
Holy fuck.
Which we were the warmest here. We had like 71 high, and it was 136 degree difference between us and the coldest temperature today.
And I was like watching some of the news stories, and they were saying some of the places it's so cold that if you're outside for more than 15 minutes, any exposed flesh will burn, freeze.
That's insane.
That's fucking humans shouldn't be in weather that cold.
No, they had to set the railroad track on fire in Chicago to keep them from, I guess, freezing and breaking.
Big heavy fucking train goes over a frozen track and fucking snaps it.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's...
No, that's crazy. Ridiculous.
That's fucking crazy.
So when all in the summertime, when all you Midwest and East Coast people are like, ha-ha, look at how hot it is, or ha-ha, you have a lot of traffic, just remember... When it was negative 40, we were at 70 degrees.
And just remember, never is the weather so out of control here that it kills us.
Well, sometimes the heat will kill some old people.
But you could go outside and stay in the shade and not die. You know what I mean?
Your flesh
all day.
Will not burn off. It's not so hot that your flesh will burn off.
If you sat in the sun directly with no, sunblock on, it would.
You have to really be intentionally trying to do it.
Yeah,
you could walk to your car and not get sunburned.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, that's crazy. Fuck,
you could walk to the market and not get sunburned. You know what I mean?
Like it is crazy how brutal that is. That cold.
That cold is insane.
Oh my God. I have been watching some of my new shows. I've got new shows I'm into now.
Okay, what have you bumped up to? Does it involve Bigfoot, Nazis, or
Nazis? One does involve Nazis indirectly. One is called Night Fight. It's on the History Channel. I just happened to catch it after my Treasure Hunter show was on. It came on
right
at one point or a promo for it, and I saw it and I started recording it. It is big fat, all big fat people, roughly the size of me, every one of them. And they put them in fucking night suits. And they
like armor?
Yes. And they beat the fucking shit out of each other. Now, here's the problem. The problem is big fat guys do not have cardio. You're big, short burst of energy right. type guys. And you're carrying around 100, 200 pounds of armor. So it's extra slow. So the fights on some of the first round of fights on each show are only 1 minute long. It's 1 minute, and then they take a huge break. They take off all their gear. They rest. They come back out for 1 minute, and they fight again, 3 1-minute rounds. And then it gets the longest rounds they ever have are a minute and a half because these dudes, and they're completely gassed at the end. But the cool thing is, you know, like the fucking stick thing with the big, like, spiky ball on the end?
Yes.
They hit each other in the fucking head with those. Like, full on hit each other in the head. It's really cool. They knock the shit out of each other. Yeah, and they have swords. Now, with the swords, they whack each other, but they don't really stab. They don't, like, try to stab you through. But they have swords, and they fucking hit each other in the face with them, in the head with them. Like, these dudes get fucked up. It's fun to watch. So I've been into that. Only problem is they're so big. And they need that power to carry all that stuff in the fight. So the smaller guys get ran out quick, and the smaller guys are more entertaining because they typically, you know, move around, where the big guys just. So it's not as fun, but I do like that show. And then there's an alien show that comes on the same channel. I only watch History Channel now, and it's called Project Blue Book. Now, Project Blue Book is it's almost like an X-Files show. But it's based on all real stories. Project Blue Book was a real thing. And after Roswell happened, the U.S. Air Force went out and found this scientist, and they brought him in, and they basically, this, like, you know, major fucking whatever dude from the Air Force went around with this professor to debunk all UFO sightings.
I heard somebody on the radio doing an interview about this show.
And it's pretty cool because it's based on real stories. Now, in watching that last night, I watched an episode, and I didn't know. I knew the Nazis are how we got to the moon. Like, basically, after World War II, we stole...
Rocket technology,
yeah, the rocket Nazis. We took all of them and brought them to the United States, and they developed our... That's how we got to the moon. We wouldn't have got to the moon without the Nazis. The fucking Nazis... pretty much got us there. And last night's episode was about a sighting near a base in Alabama, and I didn't know all the fucking Nazis were in Alabama. By 1950, they brought all the fucking Nazis to Alabama outside of Huntsville, because that's where the base was, the military base, where they were doing all that rocket research and stuff to get to the moon. And like Wernher von Braun, the dude was like a fucking one of Hitler's main dudes, was in fucking Alabama, and he's the guy that ran it. And then it was funny, and I've always known this story, but they had it in the TV show last night. They needed to soften him up because, you know, people started figuring out by the 1950s all of the atrocities that the fucking Nazis had committed against people.
Right.
Because I got to think, during the war, we didn't really know that. It wasn't until after the war they figured out the concentration camps and all that stuff, and it slowly... So they got him with Walt Disney. And he made a fucking Walt Disney special, a fucking full-on high-ranking Nazi. Yeah, and I've always known that. But they showed, it was funny, in the episode last night, they were blaming him. They were thinking it was a rocket, not a UFO, and it was near there. So they went to talk to him, and they were, and when they went to talk to him, he was filming that show, the Walt Disney show, on it. And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. Like, Walt Disney full-on Nazi, like high-ranking Nazi.
Right. Right.
Had a Walt Disney special that all of America watched, and he sat there with his thick German accent going, "Von der, we will get to the moon."
What an incredible piece of propaganda, huh? That they
but they did that to soften him, knowing, you know, we had these fucking Nazis in America. No, they're cool now. They're helping us. And that was part of the propaganda piece to get America to accept the Nazis were running our fucking rocket, all of our rocket shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I learned that last night in one of my new shows.
Did you see, speaking of when you said somebody your size, did you see that guy punch those two women selling hot dogs?
I saw the headline and it was like a frozen picture of it, but I did not watch the video. Does he fucking pummel him?
Yeah, and he turned himself in, and they said he's 6'3", 270 pounds.
Holy shit.
And he punches the hell out of these two women selling hot dogs.
Dude, I've seen a lot of weird shit lately of men fucking beating the shit out of women. Like, letting women have it.
Yeah, this one, I didn't quite get what he did, what they did to make him so upset. It was something about he thought the hot dogs were too expensive. But I don't know what this guy's defense could be.
Oh, God. At one of the volleyball tournaments, Duke came and filmed because we need to get some edited down film. And So Duke came and filmed it. And we went to get something to eat. And we walk up, and I'm not kidding. I was like, I don't really want anything. I just want a soda. I go, do you want anything? And Duke like wanted a soda and like a hot dog. So I get two sodas and a hot dog. And it's like $27.50.
Right.
And the guy says to me, and I go, and I look at the dude, and I go, I feel like you just raped me. Duke just turns around and walks away. He's just gone. And then the guy looks at me for a second, and he starts laughing. But it was like I embarrassed the shit out of him, where he just walked off. Oh.
That is ridiculous, though, what they charge at those things.
Okay, here's the worst part. You pay thousands of fucking dollars for your kids to play that
right.
sport. Then it's $20 to park your car at this place.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And it's $10 or $9 per head to get in the door. And then you can't bring outside food in. And it's like I said, $27.50 for a hot dog and two Cokes. And it's like, at the end of the day, I'd spend fucking $100 and something.
Right.
And it was just like, this is fucking ridiculous to watch my daughter play volleyball.
That is the nice thing about high school sports. It's only $7 to get in and the snacks are cheaper.
At least
But
the
it's
school.
Also not all day.
Also, you know, though.
Yeah, the money's going to school.
It's too. Going to the school and typically to that program, which you're supporting. That's cool. This is not going to our team or our program. It's going to some fucking corporate bullshit company that owns a warehouse that they set up volleyball courts in.
Yeah, some expensive gym.
Yeah.
Or
so.
God, we went to one, I can't remember. I want to say it was out in Camarillo, and it was a crazy nice sports complex that somebody spent millions of dollars making.
By the way, those all are, the modern ones are all basketball, volleyball.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So they have.
It was one of those ones where they charged us to park, charged us admission.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I was broke from going to two of those. One, the first one was way the fuck out in Santa Margarita.
I don't even know where that is.
You go to Mission Viejo and then north and then like inland, very far in. So it was out there and that was like 90 something miles one way.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and at least there, though, there was street parking, so they had the $20 parking, but they also had ample street parking, so I was able to park in the street and walk. Usually, my wife and my daughter are a pain in the ass. I don't know if you're aware. So I usually, when we go to those, I just will draw the line and be like, absolutely, I am not fucking paying $20 to park, and I will pull up, drop them off at the thing, and then go drive and find somewhere to park, either cheaper or on the street.
Right.
And that day ended up being, that was Martin Luther King Day, but all of the businesses around there, which also usually sell their parking lot for $5, $10 or whatever, like down the road a little, they were all open. because it was, you know, that's not a major holiday.
Right, everything's
closed. Yeah. So normally they're closed. I park there. I'm good. So I ended up having to come back and pay $20 to park that day. And I was not freaking happy about it.
Yeah, I hate that.
I had a couple good drug company stories today.
Okay.
One is I saw on Fox News, Fair and Balanced, that it was a drug company that was selling fentanyl patches. They had an executive that was a stripper. And she would go to these doctor's offices and do lap dances. And these fucking doctors to get them to buy the fentanyl patches. So
nothing shady about that.
No. And then another one is the maker. I didn't know it was one family that owns the company that makes OxyContin.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Well, they are making billions off of Oxy. And they're being sued because they're pretty much what's wrong with America right now in the drug epidemic. It started from Oxy.
Right.
They got people hooked. People, when they couldn't afford it anymore, switched to heroin. And now we're off and running on a massive, massive drug epidemic that's killing fucking America right now. But they found in this lawsuit, when they started digging, that they started spending millions on creating a drug to treat addiction to their other drugs.
Oh, so create the problem, then create the solution?
Yes, and they were going to back in that fucker and make double the money. How crazy is that? And at the same time, they had ramped up marketing of Oxy. Like they were trying to create a bigger problem.
We got to get more people hooked.
So yeah, we need more people fucked up so that we can get more people off of it.
Right.
And that looks bad in that lawsuit, by the way.
Yes, that does look bad.
Yeah. Who knows? Can't trust drug companies. Who can you trust, Jack?
Hey, did you ever do your death list?
I do. I have it. Oh, now, okay. Here's the thing. And I did it after, and then we didn't do the show. And then I added to it, and then I started thinking.
But Jack nobody died in the last 2 weeks that were on our list. Yeah. That would have been on a list. I guarantee you didn't have a what's-his-name who died yesterday on your list.
Then I started thinking, do I have some doubles? I might have doubles that are on your list, so.
Oh, I'd have to. My list is somewhere around here.
If it sounds familiar, let me know. We'll scratch it. But here is my list. Okay. Mel Brooks.
Good one.
Yeah.
Super old.
Old and you know, big enough name to where it would matter. Sean Connery. Old.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like that one.
I started noticing I went old this year.
Okay.
Because usually I'll throw in, like, fat people, drug people, whatever. Right. So my list is massively old this year. All right, so Mel Brooks, Sean Connery, Sidney Poitier, just because he is a distinguished gentleman who is old.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Some of these people, I'm not going to lie, Jack. I was like, yeah, and then I let me make sure they're alive. Yes, so I did that. Here's a good one, because I think there's been health stuff with this lady for a while. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, she just had cancer.
Yeah. So I think she's going to go. And this is where I started thinking I might have overlapped with you. Did you put Kevin Spacey on your list?
I don't think so, but he's a good one because of all the problems he has.
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems, and his career is over, and he's doing some weird shit on social media now.
Yeah, did you see that weird video he made?
Yeah, he's making like fun of trying to make fun of his situation, which is not a situation that can be made fun of. Child molestation is almost never funny.
Yeah, and he's got a huge ego. I could see him ODing or something or freaking out and doing something because he's in a weird spot for him.
Yeah, and he's if I'm not mistaken, isn't he on trial?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on charges. Him and Harvey Weinstein are actually on charges.
Yes.
And then here's one that is sad, but due to recent developments, I'm like, John Schneider.
He's got some problems.
And he's got money problems, man. Like bad. Yeah. And he's been going to jail, and he's probably going to go to jail again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, his latest was apparently and he's going to go back to jail for this. He's definitely going to jail soon. The latest story was, he went and bought that whole – he has a studio down in Louisiana. Remember Duke and his friends went down there and made a movie?
Right.
All right. Apparently he bought that all on fraud. His credit was wiped out. When he moved out of L.A., he was bankrupt and had lost his house and stuff to foreclosure, I believe. So his credit was wiped out. So him and his wife divorced. They got rid of all the property and everything. They divorced. They moved on their separate ways. They were cool. He went and bought all of that under her name.
Okay.
Oh, and like forged documents and shit. So he's in big trouble. And now they've already seized the property, and the property is already being auctioned. But so that's a big one.
So he's got nothing right now.
He's got nothing, and he's 60 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people on that show are already dead.
Yeah.
Hog died a long time ago, and then Cletus died a while back.
Cletus? Is it Cletus? No, you mean Enos.
Enos. That was Enos? His name.
And what was the what was the sheriff's name? Roscoe P. Coltrane. That was it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then I think this was on your list too, but he's good to possibly go off the rails is Elon Musk.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't think I put him on there. Or maybe I did. I can't remember now.
Because he's doing some weird shit and those weird
tweets.
He's
done a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. And even though I will defend him on the weed one, which really fucked him out of, got him thrown out of Tesla. Because remember, he got booted. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I looked at the clip, and Rogan's smoking weed, and he goes, "Hey, you want some?" And he's like, looks at him like, "Yeah, no." And he goes, "It's totally legal. Why not?" And it was total peer pressure. Like Rogan like forced him, and he took one hit, and that was it. So I felt bad for him in that one. This one, he's made the list before but refuses to die, and he is old and fat now, and that is Louis Anderson.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I mean, I would have thought it would have been years. Remember when he was on the diving show and he looked like shit?
He's looked like shit for 20 years.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He's
you know
old
who
and
looks
fat.
Amazing?
Huh.
I saw on the news tonight, and I was like, holy shit, he's lost a ton of weight, and he looked really good, was Kevin Smith.
Oh, he got a health scare. There was something happened to him. I remember.
He looks – I didn't recognize him. He's so like not sickly thin, but looks good thin. Like he looked – the healthiest I've ever seen. They did some tribute to Stan Lee tonight, and they showed him on the news. And I was like, holy shit. He's like, we have Kevin Smith here. And when I saw him, I was like, I have never seen him look that good and healthy. It was amazing.
Dude, here is something to ponder, which is I have pondered lately. That funeral I went to in Bakersfield last week was my sister-in-law's dad. Oh, I got you. Are you there? Hello? I hear you.
Hello?
I hear you. I hear you, but you don't hear me.
Can't tell if it dropped.
Ay, chingazo. I'll call you back. I'll call you back. It changes everything. What's that song?
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, don't tell me we're here. I'm halfway through my list. La, 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 la. Here we go. I just complained to, at the end, it asked me what I thought of the call, and I told him, and then it said why. And I said the other side couldn't hear me. Now it's not letting me call Jack anymore. Wow. What a time to shit out in the middle of the death list. There it goes. Do, do, do.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Hello?
Oh my God, no. Oh, fucking A. All right. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to take it in the fucking ass because that's what we do best. Take it in the fucking keister. La, la. And I'm telling you, I'm texting him. All right. La, 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 la. Let's close it, reopen it. You know what we should do? We should just reboot, because that seems to be what works. You know, half of being an IT person is the reboot. No, let me rephrase that. 80% of being an IT person is the reboot. After the reboot, they don't know what the fuck's wrong with it. It's always the reboot. 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 Let's see. I'll prove my theory. If it works, the fucking reboot is IT. You go to school, go to college for 4 years to learn how to say, okay, now please do be powering the system off. All right, wait for 30 seconds. We will wait. Wait. I will wait with you. Almost there. We are almost there now. Okay. Okay. Now, is the device working now? Do you see full bars? That is what happens. Let's see if I can find Jack. Yeah. Come on. Now my computer doesn't even want to load. I got a slow computer. I got an irritable bowel. That's one of those things where you're like, I'm sure it's not funny if you have it, but it sounds funny, and it'd be fun to say, hey, I have an irritable bowel. Show your friends. Oh, sorry. I think that's what it is. Irritable bowel, just fart all the time? Or do you like have to poop your pants? Because I don't want to be pooping my pants. That's not funny. Funny, farts. Farts, funny, all the time. Always funny. All right. Oh, let's see. Is Jack off? It's Jack off. I made a funny. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah. But remember, I'm in the house of nonstop streaming, so could be that. My Wi-Fi says it's working. And I think they're all sponging off of my Wi-Fi now.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
See, you can hear me and I can't hear you. And I'm trying to figure out why.
Why that happened out of fucking nowhere? Let's see if my settings changed in the middle.
It's good. So, you have to just restart my computer.
Touch. Oh, reboot! Reboot! Reboot, Jack. Reboot. Oh, hold on. My settings are completely changed. Why do you think that happened? Why would in the middle of a fucking call would Skype completely reset my default device settings? And it's not giving me the option to plug them in. And all my devices are plugged in and all my devices are working. And everything here is solid gold. What a shit show. What a motherfucking shit show. Yeah, that's what happened. My devices all turned off. And it's trying to put me on a... Oh, my God. What a fuck. It's not recognizing my microphone, my sound card, or any of that fun stuff. Let me notify Jack. We're going to wrap this podcast up. We will finish my death list later. If anybody else dies on here, I will claim them. Damn it. Peace out.